Lai 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 lai
The countenance of the Lord is upon those who do evil, to sever their memories from the land. They cried and the Creator heard, and He saved them from all their troubles. This begs the question, does not the countenance of the Creator belong to the righteous rather than to doers of evil? As is written, with the light of your countenance you gave to us mercy and life and peace. The Choraim, backside, is called Din, judgment, and He judges the wicked. This means that those who want to walk the paths of the Creator, the path of truth, they see that they are always doing evil, and they cry out to the Creator to help them, to pull them out of this state of evil. And they did everything in their power, and yet could not be released from evil, as is written of the exodus of Egypt, from Egypt, and the sons of Israel sighed from their labors, and their suffering rose to the Creator, and He pulled them out of Egypt. And so we must interpret things here. The Creator cast the light of His countenance upon them, which necessarily removed the concealment that rested upon them, as by the countenance of the Lord is over those who do evil, then the countenance of the Creator removes even the memory of evil. This is the meaning of severing their memory from the land. The land, Eretz in Hebrew, is from the word Ratzon, desire, meaning even the memory of an evil desire does not come to them, because they cried and the Creator hears, and He saved them from all their troubles. The writings of Rabash. Workshop question. What are exile and redemption in the ten? Workshop question. What are exile and redemption in the ten? Exile is where we really want to connect, to leave ourselves behind and to bestow to the friends somehow. And we don't manage to do it. And redemption is where we do receive the power to do this, to be freed of ourselves a little bit. Yes, exile in the ten is when the group starts feeling that it needs to be connected, can even discern what that means. And it sees that it's not in that state. The place where the group feels it's not there yet, that's exile. And redemption holds it by the other hand, and then you can ask for prayer, in prayer to leave that state behind for the next state. Exile is the connection of the ten, out of which the lack, the desire is created to attain the power of bestowal. Exile is not feeling the Creator. Exile, first of all, is an internal thing, inner thing for each person. It's not a state that exists and you go into that state. No, each one feels, it's how he feels in regards to the ten, to the group. If he wants to connect to them, if he wants to bestow to them, to love others. And if not, then he's in exile. And if he gets to that quality and he does have love in him, then that's redemption. First of all, redemption can't come about without the exile. Exile is revelation, galut, gilui, exile, revelation. And then we can make efforts to connect, to make efforts, do whatever we can. But the great change, our rescue, is the upper light. It needs to work. To act. This gap that we feel between connection and rejection from connection, all kinds of obstacles, and we want to get to connection to the Creator. That's exile and perfect unity between us, where we reveal the power of bestowal between us. That's redemption. Exile is where I feel that if I think about the friends in the ten, if we are in Ravut, that's going to be our redemption. But I see that my desire is pulling me to a million directions, and then I feel what exile is. Exile in the ten is when the ten feels that it's... La 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 la